Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
This ain't no way to start the new year. We're trying to help out people that have been ghosted, and that's exactly what we're going to do right now. Alex, Audrey, say hello to Chloe.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, good morning, Chloe.
I need your help.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
What happened? Tell us.
So I met this guy at the tail end of 2023. I know that seems like forever ago, but no, it was like the very end of the year, you know, and we're just like wrapping up, and it seems like we really hit it off, but I haven't heard from him since. So bizarre, because we met on the apps. I was out of town for Christmas with my family, and we talked for a couple days, like back and forth, really hitting it off, like texting, sexting a little bit. And yeah, it was pretty hot. And he asked me out on a date. So I went out, and we ended up meeting up for dinner. It was really, really nice. Like, we almost shut down the restaurant. honestly, like, I realized we had to move so that the waiter could like close, you know, up shop basically. Like, and yeah, we were like shutting it down. And I didn't want to go home, but then I knew I should probably leave him wanting more, you know, like,
okay.
I didn't want to like give him everything on the first date. So when he kissed me goodnight, I just kind of abruptly said, okay, bye. I need to go home. So everything was great. And like, we kept chatting, but since New Year's, I haven't heard from him.
When'd you last chat?
Well, so we talked on New Year's Eve. Okay. So I went out on New Year's Eve because my girlfriends and I always go out. That's just our thing. Like, we always have a girls' night on New Year's Eve. And I told him I couldn't see him that night, you know, cause I'm going out with my girls. And now he's like not responding at all. And I'm really confused.
He left her in 2023.
Huh.
It's really weird.
Especially after you gave him that little nugget. Like, he already had the appetizer. Like, wouldn't he want to be going back for the main entree? All right. Well, Chloe, yeah. Let's figure out what's going on with Steve. Let's call him right now and see if we can get some answers for you. Hang on.
Yep.
Steve, hey, good morning. Booker, Alex, and Audrey, Mix 94.7. Calling with a question for you. Don't hang up, though, because I'm going to tell you everything that's happening here, so you're totally in the loop. Full disclosure. Chloe's on the phone. Did we catch you at a bad time? It sounds like you're on the toilet.
No. I just wasn't expecting a call from you guys.
Yeah. So here's the reason we're calling you. Chloe contacted us because she said that you guys had been talking up until New Year's and really getting along and went out on a date, actually. She loved it, really had fun with you, but is confused as why she's not heard from you. So this is what we do. We try to help out people. We have no skin in the game here. We're not on anybody's side. We're just here to help get some answers for her and maybe help you get something off your chest. So I hope you're willing to discuss this. What happened that made you go, I don't know that I want to talk to her anymore? Or is that even the case?
I mean, so we were going to meet up on New Year's Eve, and then she ended up going out for, like, a girls' night. which, I mean, I get that. And, I mean, I get if she had a girls' night on, like, any other night of the year. But, like, this was New Year's Eve. And usually that's when you want to go see a person that you're interested in for that night, you know? You try to at least meet up with them at some point, and, like, it kind of goes without saying that you're going to be kissing someone at midnight. So I assume if we're not together, then she's over there kissing someone else. So I just kind of felt like she must not really like me if she didn't want to see me that night. You know what I mean? It shows a little bit where she's at, and kind of like helped me reposition myself. So I was kind of like done after that. Like I was like, okay, she doesn't want to hang out. That's fine. I went and hung out with some guys. I met somebody else.
Hold on. You met a woman?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm sorry. It didn't really like work out. Like I wanted someone who wouldn't want to be with anyone else on that night. And she wanted to go be with other people. And so I went with other people.
Well, I hear what you're saying, Steve, but to be fair, I mean, sounds like you guys only went out on one date.
Yeah,
and you're only talking for
dating.
Just, and you know what? Miss Kiss-a-Lots over here.
Excuse me?
You be kissing every boy
Stop.
On these dates.
No, I don't.
Audrey Allen, do you or do you not always be kissing on these boys?
They be kissing, and then it's a little late for me to stop it. That's not my intention.
I bring that up to ask you, did you kiss a boy on New Year's Eve?
So I managed to be the 39th wheel at a party somehow. I was literally the only single person there, and everyone was in a couple. So no, I did not, but I kind of see where he's coming from. That everyone kind of has in mind or has in the back of their mind that it's New Year's Eve and you want to kiss someone at midnight.
Yeah. Chloe, we're not going to ask if you kiss somebody at midnight, but Steve said, hey, if you really liked me, you would at least make an effort. I understand you want to go out with your girls, but at some point try to like meet up with him.
I mean, I was texting with him. Like I wasn't with him physically, but I sent him a cute little like emoji, and I mean, I don't know. I kept in touch. I wasn't like there with him, but you know, for the record, can I just say
please.
I did not kiss anybody.
Okay.
So I mean, I was with my girls, and like we were just having our own little girls trip. Like, basically, like me
and
girls
trip. Well, so this is weird because he met somebody. So it looks like, a reuniting between the two of you maybe off the table. Is that what you're saying, Steve? Like you're not interested in trying to figure this out?
Yeah, I think we just kind of have like different ideas about sentimental dates. You know what I mean?
Ouch. I mean, okay. Yeah.
Okay, Chloe, new year, fresh start.
Yeah.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.